Before an American company invests in such places as Russia, India, or Mexico, it's often warned about corruption. A survey released today turns that idea upside down. It asks, how corrupt are European, Japanese, and American companies which invest abroad? Business leaders in India and Mexico and elsewhere answered questions about whether foreign investors were likely to commit bribery. Jeremy Pope is Executive Director of Transparency International, which commissioned the survey. He joins me from London. Mr. Pope, did anything surprise you in the results of the study?
The performance by United States exporters has slumped dramatically, and they have slid down the list into the bottom half, and it's quite apparent that over the last 3 years, the tendency for United States exporters to bribe themselves has increased quite considerably, whereas a number of European countries have marginally improved. The second thing that's really shocked us is about the OECD Anti-Bribery Convention. The United States have had that legislation for 25 years, and quite honestly, it doesn't seem to be having much effect.
And the OECD is the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development.
That's right.
How are you defining bribery?
In the case of our survey, it's basically cash. We touch on other means, other unfair means, in other questions, and the United States comes out as quite the worst there. But of course, the United States is always in much the best position to put other forms of pressure on to assist business deals. So perhaps that's not too surprising.
How do you get hard data on bribery, which often goes unreported and unprosecuted?
We talk to businessmen, we talk to chambers of commerce, we talk to the lawyers who service these deals, we talk to the banks who fund them, we talk to the major accountancy firms. So we were really talking to the people who have the inside knowledge, and it's very clear that what we have is very solid, particularly when you look at the degree of convergence of the figures on this occasion with those of 3 years ago. You see how consistent these figures are, and this encourages us in the belief that this data is really very, very solid.
Is Mexico or India likely to pay attention to these bribery index numbers?
We deal with domestic corruption in a different index that we do, which is the Corruption Perceptions Index. In this case, we're dealing with the OECD countries, we're dealing with the industrialized countries who are actively exporting corruption into these countries.
And what are Western countries and companies likely to do with your data?
What we hope they will do is that they will use this to look at the adequacy of their own performance domestically. But more importantly, what we hope they'll do is really start to publicize the OECD Convention. The fact that in their own countries now, their criminal laws have been changed, the tax deductions have been abolished, and that the risks are really there and they're very solid. So we've really got to get the message across. We don't want businessmen going to jail. We don't want lawyers and accountants going to jail. We want them to comply with the law and run clean business.
Jeremy Pope is the Executive Director of Transparency International, a watchdog group on corruption.